radio akwa bia si eye
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
At the high tide line, driftwood and shells, that's where she said we could leave our clothes, where the moonlight dissolves in the There's no one here tonight. The whole town's still at the show. She said she'd seen me come along. And did I need a lift back home? 'Cause she was leaving. Well, some people you could see right through, but I never, never guessed how much she knew. Thank you.
Radio Kwabena 104.6 FM. Bono 4.6, another wonderful Tuesday again. Coming from the camp of Patient Nathan. Brother in the studio here with me, Brother Samuel Kundaya. He's got a word for you, a word for your family, and like you always say, invite a friend to come and hear what the Lord is doing in, you know, in New Zealand and what the Lord is doing through him, and I believe your life will never be the same. Welcome to the studio, Brother.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you all for tuning in today from wherever you may have tuned in from. It's a joy to always be here. It's a privilege to be a blessing, and I thank God for the opportunity to be here once again. First of all, I would like to thank God for this opportunity to be here, and of course, I would also like to thank the pastorate of the Redeemed Christian Church of God Victory House here in New Zealand. Just in case you are here in New Zealand and you're in Auckland, I would like to welcome you to fellowship with us on Sundays by the grace of God from the hours of 9:15 a.m. At the Redeemed Christian Church of God Victory House, 14H Clemway Place in Henderson. Anytime you come, you can be sure that you will feel at home with us. And of course, if you're not in New Zealand, should you ever visit New Zealand, know that you have a family here. 14H Clemway Place is where we are. I'll be more than welcome to have you and to welcome you by the grace of God. So I'd like to thank my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adelowo, and the entire pastorate of the church for this wonderful opportunity, because it's because the church is financing this that I'm here today by the grace of God, and I really am grateful. And I believe very strongly that it is always a privilege to be a blessing. It is not a right. So if you are watching this right now, we are talking about a message I have titled, I Have No Man. I have no man. If you're watching this, and I would like to enjoin you to kindly share with somebody right away. That's what I'm actually trying to do as well myself. Sharing with some of the groups that I'm on. So if you're watching this from wherever you may be watching from, kindly share this with someone right away so that their lives will not remain the same again. The message of today is life-changing, and it'll be awesome. And if you're in Auckland, I would like to welcome you this Sunday, by the grace of God, of course, to the Redeemed Christian Church of God at 9:15 a.m. You should fellowship with us. But also, 10 a.m., I will be ministering by the grace of God at Bethel Assemblies of God Church. Bethel Assemblies of God Church, and that is at Alexandra Park in Ellerslie, Green Lane, Ellerslie, I think, by the grace of God. So if you're in Auckland and you want to join us for a life-changing encounter, join us at that service. And I promise you, by the grace of God, with Jesus present at that service, your life will not remain the same again, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, DJ. And of course, if you're watching this from anywhere, kindly let me know where you're watching from. You know, leave me a comment, and I promise you, by the grace of God, I would acknowledge the comment as soon as I see it, or even after the message today. So let's go right into the message. Father Lord, we thank you. We bless you for another opportunity to hear your word. Every opportunity to hear your word is a life-changing opportunity, and so we do not take it for granted. Father Lord, we pray that your word that we're about to hear today, let it transform us into a new person. Let it change our lives forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, Sister Damlola from Netherlands, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in today. Amen. You'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Today, the title of the message is, I Have No Man. I Have No Man. This is a popular story we all know very well. And it leads on from the from what God allowed me to share on Motor Vitality this week, that I have titled, it is not the job of any man to support you. It is not the job of any man to help you. And God gave me this revelation, and I want to expatiate more from a biblical perspective, that so that all of us can know that it is not the job of any man to support you. It is not the job of any man to believe in you. In fact, the way God has designed your vision, the way God has designed your purpose, the way God has designed your life and your future, it's so that you cannot afford to rely on man. The reason why many of us are disappointed, the reason why many of us are depressed, the reason why many of us are weeping and crying is simply because we're always trusting in man. We have big expectations. In fact, when I'm talking about men, I'm not just talking about any random man. I'm talking about even your parents. You know, it is not the job of your parents to support you. I know that will sound mean and sound illogical and sound weird. But guess what? Have you not seen people that their parents will die and at the end of the day, they will still make it? Or have you not also seen people that their parents will die and their dreams will just shatter and their dreams will end? It is simply because the difference between these two categories of people is because one realize that it is not the job of their parents to bath forth their dreams. But the other, you know, side, you know, that became dreamless and became futureless, fail to realize that it is not the job of any man to support them. And in case you're watching this right as well, I want to say the same thing to you. It is not the job of any man, any human being in your life, your uncle, your auntie, you know, the way you normally pressurize people to help you, and you pressurize people to support you, and you cry and weep, and you wet your pillow when no one is supporting you, when it appears no one is believing in you, when it appears no one is trying to fund your vision, and you are weeping and you're crying. Listen to me, it is not the job of anyone to support you. God has not designed your life in such a way that you must rely on human beings for your support. Let me say that again. God has not designed your life in such a way that you must rely on human beings for your support. The way your life has been designed, you must rely on God for your support. Amen. You must rely on God for your support. Many of us are depressed. Many of us are disappointed because we keep relying on men. And God doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to rely on Him. So we're going to look at the book of John chapter 5 today, by the grace of God. That's where the message is coming in from. I just thought I'd share that on my Motivitality page. John chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. Verse 3, in this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind people, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4, for an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Verse 5, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? It was a question. And the sick man answered him, sir, I have no man. That's where the title of this message comes from. I have no man to put me into the pool. And I feel like I am hearing someone say right now, I have no man to get me a job. I have no man to help me do my CV. I have no man to help me to support my dreams. I have no man to fund my vision. I have no man. I have no one. I have no one. I have no one to pay my school fees. I have no... Every single day of your life, the cry you keep crying is the cry of no man. I pray that by the grace of God, by the end of this message, God will change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. The man said, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. And if you're that one of those people, every single time you try to do something, it appears there's always someone better than you. You know, you apply for a job and they pick someone else before you. And you know, you apply for a promotion and someone else get picked before you. And it appears people are always stepping in before you. Before you could, you know, do anything, someone else has already stepped in. God said, I should tell you today that you're in the right place. You're hearing the right word and your life will not remain the same again in the name of Jesus. Verse 8, Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and walk. And verse 9, and immediately the man was made well, took his bed and walked. God showed me seven things I want to show you in this scripture right now. Seven things that will change your life forever. Number one, your mentality is the root of the stagnancy that you have or your forward movement. Your mentality has a lot to do with how you are moving. Has a lot to do with whether you're going to be stagnant or you're going to move forward. Many of us are stagnant, not as a result of, you know, evil forces or anything. It's as a result of our mentality. This man had a mentality that was weird. This man had the mentality of sick people. The mentality to remain in the same position. This man was not doing anything, you know, the man at the pool of Bethesda was not doing anything else about the situation other than sitting in that place for 38 good years. I mean, how would someone sit in the same spot and the same place and trying the same thing, doing the same thing, and expecting to get a different result. You know, people call that insanity. Insanity is when you keep doing the same thing over and over, and you're getting the same result, and you're thinking one day you're going to get a different result. Listen to me. That's a wrong mentality. No wonder the Bible says that let your mind be renewed. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. It said, do not conform to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, by the renewing of your mentality. NLT says it like this. It says, and God will transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. See, until the way you think changes, almost it's impossible to get your miracle. In fact, God cannot help you until your mentality is addressed. And that's why oftentimes what God does is to send his word so that your mentality can be changed, in order for him to be able to do what he wants to do in your life. Until you start having, you know, the mentality of a victor, you will continue to remain a victim. Until you start having the mentality of the wealthy, you will continue to remain poor. And that's why the Bible says, let the poor say, I am rich. It's not because that, you know, for the sake of positive confession. No, it's the sake of positive affirmation, to the extent that by the time you confess it so much, your mentality begins to attract where you are going. Your mentality begins to change. Your mindset begins to change. The way you think begins to change. And many people dwell on their problems a lot. Every day you're always thinking about your problem. Have you not heard that your future is that very thing you think about? So if you're always thinking about your problems, hear this. If you're always thinking about why you don't have a job, if you're always thinking about why you don't have a visa, if you're always thinking about why no man is helping you, if you're always thinking about why you're in that situation and why you have been there for a very long time, if all you ever think about are your problems, listen to me, that problem will multiply. That problem will, and that's why many people's problems are multiplying. This man, his problem kept on multiplying for 38 good years, and his mentality still did not change. And that was why he remained there for 38 good years. I pray for somebody watching this right now. You will not remain in your problem for a long time. In the name of Jesus, every mind shift that you need for you to shift in position and to get to the place of your destiny, God will begin to cause to happen for you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, say a loud amen where you are. In Jesus' mighty name. See, your mentality must rise above that of your situation. Let me say this again. Your mentality must rise above your situation. So if your situation is keeping you low, please make sure your mentality is not low. Make sure your mindset is not low. If your situation if you're in poverty, make sure you don't have a poverty mentality. If your situation, you know, if you're failing courses in school, make sure you don't have a failure mentality. Let me say that again. If you are within an environment of sick people, make sure you don't have a sick mentality. Make sure you have the mentality of someone that is whole. Make sure you have the mentality of someone that is healed. Make sure you have the mentality of someone that can do all things according to the strength of Christ. Amen. And that's the number one thing God showed me there. Number two thing God showed me. Number two, if you're waiting on God, you cannot be relying on man. If you're waiting on God, you cannot be relying on man at the same time. And many of us are like that. We claim we are waiting on God, but at the same time, we're relying on man. Our entire trust is in man. And as soon as man disappoints, we cry, we weep. We are disappointed, we are bitter, we are resentful. And we're wondering why our lives remain the same. We're wondering why we're spending 38 years in one position. It is simply because we think we are waiting on God, but we're relying on man the whole single time, instead of us to go to God in prayer. Just like Jeremiah chapter 3 says, he says, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And like I was saying in that video on multivitality, you know, yesterday, you know, you cannot afford to rely on man for your vision. You cannot afford to rely on man for your dreams. You cannot afford to rely on man for where you are going. Because guess what? Man can die tomorrow. Man can be no more tomorrow. Man can fail you. Man can disappoint. Man can give you excuses. But the only person that I know that cannot give any excuse about you, the only man that I know, the only one that I know that starts a thing and finishes it, the only one that I know that is the author and the finisher of our faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the one we must rely on. That's the one you must hold on to. And I pray for somebody watching this right now or listening to this on radio, as you continue to rely on God, your case will be different. Your case will be solved in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing about you will be stagnant in Jesus' mighty name. Number three thing God showed me here is that when Jesus wants to deliver you, it does not follow routine. Hey, this one is so important. This man had been there 38 good years. And there is this routine. The Bible says every year an angel will come to the water. And as the angel stirs up the water, anybody that goes into the water for the first time, or the very first person that goes into the water, gets healed. Listen to me. When Jesus is ready, when God is ready to do a miracle in your life, it does not follow what is routine. It does not follow what is normal. Ah, that's why we call it miracle. It's a suspension of natural laws, suspension of natural orders. Maybe in your place of work, they only promote people that have spent 5 years there or spent 10 years there. Like my wonderful brother, Brother Kizito, was sharing, you know, just recently. He talked about how he was at his workplace and his boss called him and said, "We are doing an out of the books review." Out of the books review. And we've looked at all that you've done and we think it is time for you to get a pay rise. Listen to me, for some somebody watching this right now, an out of the box, out of the rule, out of protocol miracle begins to become your portion from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when you have not spent the number of years that you need to spend to get a promotion, God will promote you in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if you have not done what you are supposed to do for you to be lifted, God's mercy will find you in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's what happened here. The man didn't have anybody to help him. He didn't have anybody to push him into the water. But when Jesus came on the scene, protocol was suspended. Hey, natural law suspended. Every arrangement of man, every cue turned around. That's why when Jesus is involved in your case, don't expect it to follow the order of man. And so shall it be in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So stop trying to get healing the way everybody else gets healing. This one is so important. Because religion tells about routine. But relationship is very unique. Let me say this again. Religion is about routine. Relationship with God is unique. When you are following religion, for many of us, it's all about we just go to church every Sunday. You just do the barest minimum. You're just living life. How do I say this? One day at a time. Listen to me. That's religion. You must have a relationship with God. The kind of relationship where you hear the voice of God, where you can clearly hear Him, where you can clearly call upon Him, where you can clearly approach the throne of grace and ask and obtain mercy, even at the very time of need. But if you are following religion, and the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." That is not religion. No. That is relationship. The kind of one that the sheep knows the shepherd. The shepherd knows the sheep. Until you have a relationship, you can never get an out of routine miracle. Let me say that again. Until you have a relationship with Christ, you can never get an out of routine miracle. If you do not have a relationship with Christ, everything you are going to get will be within protocol. will be within the laws and rules of human being. But when you have a relationship with Christ, you can command the thing. The Bible says you will decree a thing and it shall be established and the light shall shine upon your ways. You can decree your promotion into being. You can decree things to happen. And that was what Jesus did with this man. Jesus broke every routine. And I pray for somebody watching this right now. God will break every routine concerning you in the name of Jesus. In your career, in your place of work, in your marriage, in every area of your life. God will break every routine in the name of Jesus. And you'll be set free. You'll get your miracle in the name of Jesus. Number four thing God showed me in that scripture is that with Jesus, it doesn't matter who steps in first. Somebody shout hallelujah. It does not matter who steps in first with Jesus. You know, the routine is that when the water is dead, right? Whoever steps into the water first is the one that gets the miracle. With Jesus, in fact, there is no need for water.
There is no need for water. So for that person watching this right now, and it appears your mates are getting married first, it appears your colleagues are traveling abroad first, it appears all your mates are doing it first and first and first, and it appears, what is wrong with you? What is happening with you? How come you are the only one? You haven't gotten married? How come no one is asking you, are your hands in marriage? How come no one is moving? No one is trying to help you, and it appears you are last when other people are first, because they always jump into the water first and they get their healing. Listen to me. God said, I should tell you today that He's ready to suspend every protocol. He will put the first last. He's the God that can do that and can put the last first. Have you not heard that He is the author and the finisher of our faith? He does as He pleases. He only operates by mercy. With God, it does not matter who steps in first. It does not matter who marries first. It does not matter who gets the job first. It does not matter who gets the visa first. With God, He says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And we have compassion on the son of whom I will have compassion. Listen to me. For somebody watching this right now, I decree upon your life by the grace of God, you will enjoy the mercy of God this month and in the remaining days of this year, in the mighty name of Jesus, that such that everyone that has gone ahead of you, they will see you and they will not be able to comprehend how far God has brought you, in the mighty name of Jesus. I wish there was time I would have shared the story in this line. Amen. Number five thing God showed me is that it does not matter how long you have been stagnant, Jesus can free you. This man had been there for 38 good years. Hey, maybe somebody is watching this and says, Samuel, you don't understand my situation. I've been on this thing for like 25 something years. This thing has been affecting me for a long time. Do you think? Are you sure about this thing you're talking about? Listen to me. It does not matter how long you have been in that situation. It does not matter how long you have been suffering. It does not matter how long you have been suffering in your marriage. It does not matter how long you've been oppressed. It does not matter how long things have been going on in your life that is unpalatable. God said, I should tell you today that your day of freedom has come, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I decree upon your life, your joy begins to come right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your joy will find you this month, in the name of Jesus. And as your joy finds you, just like a pregnant woman that has just delivered a baby, you will forget your sorrow, in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be, in Jesus' name. Number six thing God showed me is that you should stop relying on man to help you. Hey! Stop relying on man to help you. Like we've established at the beginning of this message, it is not the job of any man to help you. That's why the Bible did not say you shall call upon man and he will help you and he will show you great and mighty things. No. It says you will call upon me. You will call upon God. You will cry out to God. So in any way it appears you've been calling on men, in any way it appears you've been calling on human beings instead and trusting in human beings. The Bible says, woe unto him that trusts in man. Listen to me. Begin to remove your trust from men. Begin to stop pressurizing people to help you. Start focusing on God. Direct. Go to the throne of mercy. Go to the throne of grace and say, Lord, I am all here. Wholeheartedly. In total surrender, help me. And as you do that, by the grace of God, you will be helped. God will, the help of the heavens will find you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And lastly, run to Jesus and all your toiling will end in an instant. How do I know this? The Bible says something in that verse 8 of John chapter 5. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed, and walk. And verse 9 says, and immediately the man was made well. Imagine 38 years to immediately. 38 good years. Someone has been suffering. I don't know how long you've been suffering. And the Bible says immediately. Wow. And that will be your story today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Immediately you will get a job. Immediately you will get that visa. Immediately they will call you for that appointment. Immediately that business will click. Immediately you will get that contract. Immediately you will get that finances you've been waiting for. Immediately you will get that scholarship. Immediately God will sort you out, in the mighty name of Jesus. See, I want you to begin to pray for a miracle of immediately. An immediately kind of miracle will happen in your life this month in the mighty name of Jesus. An immediately type of deliverance, an immediately type of miracle will happen for you today, and so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And that's the end of the message that I have for you today. Listen to me. Stop relying on man. Stop trusting on man. The Bible says, woe unto him that trust in man. You need to trust in God. And with God, God can suspend every protocol of man. He can suspend every rule of man. He can suspend natural laws on your behalf. And that's why you cannot afford to run to man. Run to God instead. And as you begin to do this, listen to me. Just like that last point that we had, run to Jesus. And every delay of your life, every stagnancy of your life will turn to an immediate blessing, will turn to an immediate miracle, such that people will begin to ask you, how did you do it? And so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. And if you're watching this right now, you haven't given your life to Christ. In other words, you haven't run to Jesus yet. I don't think everything we've talked about today can be your portion. Until you accept Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, nothing like that would happen. But if you're watching this and you're very honest and you're saying, Samuel, pray for me. My relationship with God is not all right. I want to accept Jesus into my life as my Lord and Savior. And I've been suffering for too long. I want that suffering to end from today. And you're one of those people. I want to pray for you. I want you to say this prayer after me from wherever you are. Maybe you are also one of those people that you've given your life to God before, but you took it back. And now you're just living anyhow. Listen to me. Remember, religion is... Religion follows routine. It's a relationship that baths forth miracles. And that's why you must have a relationship with God. Father, Lord, I pray for this person. If you're watching this, you're one of those people, pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word that I've heard. Today, I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Change my mindset. Renew my mind. Make me brand new. Give me a testimony like never before. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Listen to me. If you have prayed that prayer, you have just gotten born again. And it means that your life will not remain the same again from now henceforth. All you have to do is find a Bible-believing church and start attending so that you can grow in faith. Remember, it's not about growing in religion. It's about growing in relationship with your shepherd. And your life will not remain the same again in Jesus' name. And I want to pray for everyone that has tuned in to watch this. Father, Lord, I thank you for you, all your children that have tuned in to watch this today. And your word has gone out. I pray, Father, and I prophesy over their life that from today, every long-standing issue, every long-standing problem, every long-standing situation, every long-standing circumstance in their life that appears to be knocking them down, Father, from today, as you step into the scene of their life, Father, you begin to suspend natural laws on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. They begin to experience immediately kinds of miracle in the name of Jesus. It does not matter who has gone ahead of them. It does not matter who has moved ahead before them. I pray from today they begin to pursue and overtake in the name of Jesus. Their lives will not remain the same again, and they will have a testimony before the end of this month. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you all for tuning in. I can see one of my very, very good Egbons there, Apostle Wale Adeleke. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for tuning in today. And of course, my lovely wife, Dr. Blessing Ekunda. Thank you very much all for tuning in today. God bless you from wherever you may have tuned in from. Damilola from Netherlands. God bless you. I'll see you again next week by the grace of God. God bless you. Take care. Bye for now.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Brother Samuel, for such a wonderful message. We believe that God is coming through for somebody. Yeah. And we believe your life shall never be the same. And we thank you for the message that you've been imparting in people's life. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
We are 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Coming from the camp of Peshenyaku. Featuring Brother Sammy. She says it's been like a dream. Feels like someone need to wake me up. Because what I'm experiencing and what I'm seeing is just like a dream. Because the faithfulness of the Lord just become like a dream. I feel like someone need to wake me up. He's a good God. He's a good God. My blessing is here. The time for my blessing. the time for my breakthrough. And it's already here, and I don't even know what to do. And it's become like a dream. Yeah, coming from the camp of Bishop Jakob. Shouting out to my wife, wonderful kids. God bless you, wife. What about you doing? It's been a good time. Here from Dr. Samuel Kundaya. This one is coming from the camp of Fishenyak. Featuring Brother Sammy. Can somebody please wake me up? Radio Kwaba again. This is your unofficial mayor of Mount Albert and Mount Roscoe, the whole Central Clan. I am the unofficial mayor. The commander-in-chief of the airwaves at this moment. I'm here to entertain you right from now to 7:15. I'm your host. I've taken charge of the airwaves. And I'm entertaining you. Abba. 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 Hey. Commander-in-Chief of the Airways right now from the camp of Peshinyak. So, Binyanemi, someone should please wake me up. She's featuring Brother Sammy. Your unofficial mayor, Kojo, in the studio here with you. Shout out to all my friends. Last week was a very sad week. I lost a very good friend. Who was a usual listener of Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM, both on online on Facebook live streaming and also on 104.6. Dorothy, may your rest in peace. Wherever you are, may the Almighty God keep you safe.
Ndefua, Womanimfua, Kokotufua, Niadefua, Sawamaju Amangana, Afia Pem, Aukradia 99, Ana Tim Abuakwa, Adesha Konko, Aman Penyida Edward, Kufuado, Ana Oba Penyin and Sanin, Sylvia, Amaya Buakwa Kufuado, Ada Kukotufua, Niadefua, or two so much to our own stretch, Bamaba, Asuna Desha Konko, Akuna. Yankani Missian and Aja, Nanko Payan is Samosa, one Jesus for Fuqua Sumo, or not Yanko Payan is Samosa, one Jagana for Fuqua Sumo, Solomon, I am an Yansa, so I found Bumino, David, I want you my Fibos and for Fisra, some ready to Punano, Joseph, I want my Yuasa Mada, the Arada, or my Endida, or Mampenini, Nana.
In the building and send it to my dreams, yeah. Obu if you saw barriers when you're part of that. Where you paper bang? If you see a wedding 40 years, 32 years, when you're part of that. Would you mean to some three, four crowd and Shenanka can't count and fair friends in my fear? I don't call any service alone. On call him in a service car. What kind of life is that? I mean, I have a party. Where why are your party? Hakra, when you pay your party? Party Piaoko. I'm not going to party with the power. I'm not going to party. What Jim Moon was doing, we were careful for what one time. We are the dessert, I want them. I also your party. Why now you're deeper? Oh, 40 birthdays, I have 40 years in here. When you're party, Grandpa. You can't say, I don't want people to come to my area. We are going for party now, and you're there. I have your party.
Rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, maybe I go die. Let me soon as it's a kete kete. Or camera footage clean, I know you're resurrected. Listen, much that smile, the resurrect. Up and in one time, and then much chilly chilly. Hey, baby, ni bro, ni yo. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chatoli, yeah. And every day me a be the my own. That time of the chase, I'm the no money day. My own. See my heart back, push it up, I the grind for my king. My own. Like the air, I the feel, I'm for everywhere I day. My own.
chop up for me, oh. And let me see on Ghana, what's up in here? What's up in here? All the my lonely plan, I bet chat to me, yeah. Chat to me, girl, yeah. With time, make a carry you. Champagne and I was the Malibu. And the dinner, I eat it just for two. Me dog, now we do me see, baby, yeah. My own. The time of the chase, I'm the no money, day. My own. See my heart, but push it up, I did grind for my king, yeah. My own. Like the air, I did feel up for everywhere I did.
Yeah, I want to do it. Hey. Let me get him another beach got banger. Let me take you way back into December. Remember the thing where we do just between me and you, mommy, the dender. In Adidas, the Avenger. Tell the promise, me say you surrender. Say me and you, we go die together. But you put my life in danger. I never know. I got the word they will eat himself. You can feel every day you can call it in it. You can want my money in it. Every day you can call it in it. That style is funny in it. Don't you know, say, sit and fair off. Me better day, go and go after stick. Them better. That's the ayala, you're from the fall, you're from the sala. Come to a fight for a Simon. Never know you and I will be
is coming from the camp of Stoneboya. The title of this song is Bawasaba from Stoneboy.
Remember the thing where we do just between me and you, mommy, dammy, danda. In a the Dodge Avenger. Tell the promise, me say you surrender. Say me and you, we go die together. But you put my life in danger. I never know. Abeku Santana. Zadi, are you pain? Doctor to the Duncan. Zadi, are you alive? Oh, him, I will be there. Saudi, I want in you. Hey, Tamale, Kumasi. Someone will it feel. Never know you and I will be over.
Bawasaba.
Never know you and I will be over.
Bawasaba.
Wherever you did, I know you missing me.
Bawasaba.
Pray to find someone just like me.
Bawasaba.
Yeah.
Now you say me, I'm
you say this love not be work for you, see no go retire. Stop complaining, baby, stop complaining. I sing, love you, but today no one complaining. I swear, moon and the stars, I'll take you there, oh mama, my baby. I go take bullet for you, I say love you one, baby, no you two. I go take bullet for you, make a protect you with my bullet proof. Let me be one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Make a protect you with my bullet. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Love ya. Baby, I know I know what I. Up it and you're my thing. Yeah, baby, what I. Girl, you are my angel, you my darling, yeah. The things you did. For me, things see they do, I don't forget it. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm oh, we'll learn you can never be normal. We gonna be alright, my dear, because I know you be super, my baby. I said, let me one, baby, love you too. I go take bullet for you, make a protect you with my bullet. Ooh, bullet for you. Let me one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Make a protect you with my bullet. You say me, I'm your miser. You say this love not be work for you. Say no go retire. Stop complaining, baby, stop complaining. I sing, I love you, but today no one complaining. I swear.
moon and the stars. I'll take you there, I'll take you there. Oh, mama, my baby. I go take bullets for you. I said, maybe one baby, no, be two. I go take bullets for you. Beg, I protect you with my bullet proof. Let me one baby love you too. I go take bullets for you. Mega protect you with my bullet proof. Bullets for you. I said let me one baby love you too. I go take bullets for you. Mega protect you with my bullet proof. Bullets for you. I said let me one baby love you too. I go take bullets for you. Mega protect you with my bullet proof.
Ghana no be Jamaica. Fire burn the enemy, oh. Now I'm making the paper. Oh, John show Babylon fool. Oh, you can't go to ya. Way. But if you buy the Honda, every day, man, I just say it's a holiday. We do them every day, where they insane. We are some of the one master,
master.
Obi anene master,
master.
But if you walk around, master,
master.
Kennedy, Japan, one master,
oh, master.
Me a master.
If you a shamati, you lose God.
Me a master.
When you march, you lose cap.
O master.
If you kusi Trinidad.
Master.
Oluwa be the only
you
God.
See the difference? We say I am born to live. Where you are born to
live. This one is coming from the camp of Yapunos, featuring Stone Boy. Obia wane master.
Are you my koyiko? My lover na ukata fio abachiko.
Why you the disrespect to your master? When you forgive respect, hey. Disobey, you go fall instead. You for the hear word and keep in check.
We are some of you are master,
master.
Obi anene master,
master.
Pay for okura wa master,
master.
Kennedy e Japan wa master,
oh, master.
Me ya wa master.
If you are
you lose God. Me ya wa master.
When you march, you lose cap.
Oh, master,
Ghana kusi Trinidad,
yeah, master.
When I'm in, I'm in trouble. Say, you'd rather be Monday. Secretary General Crow, master, not Bill Gates. A show must say, you're not hit by a hot cake. I dream born in the convex, I must say, a concave.
Move,
yeah. So, we keep that dream born here, and you're show us a pepe. You're gonna come and come and come and dente. Kundia, un kung fit, it's a shiache manche. I get baby, a papa, tigre, a dente.
Mona,
and you're no crack, and I'm a tamabombo.
In China,
oh, show me your sin in Niger, and it's yeah. Now, me to me, shiny person, I wait, Jimmy, not for your numko. Ne kura wo mo oba kumasi abo pia ne master. 24 years sika siye de koma pasta. We sika kesi yesi we fianka wenye banka. Na shase tise tiko newe yesa tanka. Yeti ne muti selanga.
Obi ya wane master.
Yeah, yeah, master.
Wow. Obi ya nene master.
Master.
Pei fuwa kura wo master.
Master.
Kennedy e Japan wo master.
Oh, master.
Me ya wo master.
If ya shama tiye lusu gade.
Me ya wo master.
Kanya machi tiye lusu kap.
Fu master.
Fi gana kusi Trinidad.
Master.
Oluwa be the only man.
Gana no DJ Mika.
I'm a teaser and a pleaser, number one bedroom love teacher. I'm a ruler, call me Caesar. When I spark the Toto generator.
This one coming from the camp of Ebony, late Ebony Poison.
Say that you want to be gone, all it's poison. You say you cannot let me go, all it's poison. I don't know what should be more, all it's poison. Second lesson, you for listen. Sit down, let me put you on the cushion. Slow motion, no rushing. Shush up quiet, follow my instructions. Let me sit down upon it, boy, I know you feeling it. You cannot stand it, the way I'm doing it. I kill it, ebony pan it. I dear be baba, call it poison.
You
see that you are want to be cold, call it poison. You say you cannot let me go, call it poison.
Give me a go down low. Money day, I'm willing to blow all my dough. Patrick Otom, here we go. I be the smooth operator, me control. Work it, to Cassie, I manage your hole. I like the way it work it, work it. Me danga no, sit upon it, wind upon it. You go no say, no be poison. Mechanical booster, B.A.B. Flipper, lap dance, and I don't. Langa langa with the electricity. A rebel, a bit shocked you by NLBP. Everybody is so lucky. Everything who could be. Boobs and booty. Warana made the watchy. Boko boko, your fast piece and lemon king.
Fauti to me so. I'm in JJ or so. That's what I don't see a cool me so. Mommy won't stay, see me so. I make him stretch all straight to the ceiling. He got me doctor, cause I give him healing. Now it's time I worship on my face and kneeling. Bitch, as I work, my name is already screaming. Channel the Fatawai. I don't wanna walk away. I dear be very bad, bad, bad. Dear be very bad. Call it poison. You see, it's you, I want to be cold. Call it poison. You say, you cannot let me go.
King Frenzy featuring Ohima. Say surprise by DB. Radio Club 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of Women, coming from all the way in Auckland.
Shadow of death, I'm his minstrel. I the hustler, the battle to see the light. Thank God I found him on my young day. Me, I'm in your bambala. Yeah, me, why you? Me, I'm in your bambala. Why you? Me, I'm in your bambala. Yeah, me, why you? Me, I'm in your bambala. I'm not yet.
say you know, no, me, I may, I am enough.
Them never equal. I'm so deep I never shallow. I come to pay well for the rest of them for follow. If I die today, if I die today, I'm a hero. I'm a hero. If I die today, if I die today, I'm a hero. I'm a hero. The most of you tell me I will send them. Father God, I go fish them out and we are gonna hang them. We are gonna burn them. Them see me as a troll. Murder alert to the propaganda pandit. This never ever. I'm one of the biggest artists from a Simon that ever goes to the world. See me, I know, see me failure, I know for me. No, 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 bad man can't hold a word you give me. Me see them, I know them can't fool me. Can't fool me, no good.
If I die today,
sick youngster, spread away. All you say we humble, spread away. Violate and you dead, spread away. Kill a who them, a who them, a who them a try to kill. Who them, a who them, a who them a try to kill.
I'm protected, man, I'm untouchable, yeah. If I die today, if I die today, I'm a hero. I'm a hero.
No boost the energy for work. They were high on the look at minimum, minimum, the minimum, the red. And the scientific research is it. Ultima asthma and cancer. Ultima epilepsy is an even killer. Then you might be a raster for answer. And then the lawyers, the user. Doctors, the user. Soldier, police, the navy, so legalization, I have issue. Where are the minimum, I never know. Minimum, I
me chichi kweja tu me chemi si boboko. Adi mugi sele kiana te pede so de ratata, de ratata. Zamini se haive da che makwa kesi liye wambaka, wambaka. Nesto mwe zi bim, zi bim, eja bim iso da sambaba. That's a baba, that's a grace, bro, I'm better than on us. I shut up for the shatata. But don't you be bad, nobody can stop us. Now the system, woman, they high grade, oh. Now you got the phone, yeah, yeah, my job is, oh. Babu say, you did your bad, now you knew, sir, hot town. I'm fast, I'm fast, I'm fast, I'm fast, now Rasta man,
I promise you, yeah, me never ever go touch your body until we marry. Until we marry. Show you some big man trick. I know that your body show something. Every day I go there correctly spell you up, cause I'm Mr. Romantic. Romantic. You are my good girl, but tempted to that I go cherish your body, oh. But only you I care. So I care for you, you never go down to me, get it, oh. Feel like you gon' do it your way, cause you are the only reason why I pray. If I go touch you long to the day, we go marry them, we bang to that day. I never go there.
This one is coming from the camp of Kwame Eugene. Say boom, bam, bam.
Don't give me one chance, oh yeah. Be my mommy, I go be your daddy. Daddy. No mama, no dada, until we marry. Marry. I go be your husband, so be my wife.
This is Akwaba featuring Guilty Beat, Mr. Easy, and Patapa.
Akwaba, Akwaba, oh sister, I know be your rider, 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 rider. Give me one chance, make I be a fighter, fighter, provider. Toto for my man, make I be a pastor, pastor, pastor. Bring Jimu team, make I be a sponsor, 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 sponsor.
I'm not gonna do it.